This morning's reading is from 1 Samuel, chapter 3, which is page 274 in the Pew Bible. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy, so Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling, as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And the Lord said to Samuel, See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle. And at that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering. Samuel lay down until morning, and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it he said to you?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. And Samuel's word came to all Israel.
I just want to pick out some key points in the story and then think about it in relation to ourselves. First thing we see when we look at that story set in 1 Samuel chapter 3 is that it's a time of crisis. It's a time of crisis when people have moved away from really listening to God and following him, and even the priest, and particularly his two sons, really had little time for God and just live for themselves. And so it was a really dark time in the history of Israel. Prior to that, in the time of the judges, it seemed as if God was really active and speaking to the people through the prophets. But now it was a different day, and the word of God was silent, it seems. So it's a time of crisis. But in this crisis, we have this story. And the story is that Samuel, who serves God in the tabernacle, in the place of worship in Israel, in Shiloh, is lying down at night, sleeping. It is between the dusk and the dawn of a new day. The lamp is still burning in the sanctuary. And Samuel is asleep. And this amazing thing takes place, that God comes to where Samuel is. If we can just picture this scene, Samuel is asleep in bed, and God comes and he stands at the bed of Samuel. It's amazing, isn't it? God comes and he stands at the bed and says, Samuel. He calls him by name, Samuel. Of course, Samuel wasn't really tuned in. This was a new experience to him. God speaking to him as an individual. And so Samuel immediately jumps to the conclusion, oh, it's the priest, Eli, who is calling me. So he runs, no, I didn't call you, go back. Second time, no, I didn't call you, go back and go to sleep. The third time, no, I didn't call you. And then he said, ah, I know what's happening. God is speaking to you. And if it happens again, just say back in reply, I'm listening. Speak to me, Lord, because I'm going to listen. And when Samuel is listening, God speaks. In the old version, it says, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. But looking into the force of the language here, do you know how it should read? Lord, I'm all ears. I'm all ears. I can't wait to hear what you are saying to me. And God reveals his plans to Samuel. And from that time on, if you read down through the chapters that follow, we read this, that God is with Samuel. He's with him. Day by day, he's with him. And he is speaking to him. And Samuel is listening. And then going forward together, Samuel serves the Lord. I want to fast forward now, because that was set 1,200 years approximately before Christ. I want to fast forward now to another situation. We find it in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. It's a well-known text. I'll read the text, and here it is. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me. And it's a remarkable text. It's usually used in an evangelistic way, and that's fine, and it's a great text to use to tell others about Jesus. But the text is written to a church. People who've identified themselves as followers of Jesus. And this text comes and it says this, behold. In other words, I want you to stop. I want you to stop and take note and just listen. It's written to a church in a place called Laodicea, which was a very nice church, a very nice area. A church that was quite rich, really. It lived in a place where there were three great industries. There was the textile industry, there was the medical industry, and there was the banking industry. And these people were doing quite nicely. The church in Laodicea. But God comes to them and he says, for all that you are doing, you've lost the art of listening. Behold, stop what you are doing and just listen. And there are so many powerful similarities between the situation here and what we've just briefly considered in Samuel. It's a time of crisis in the life of this Laodicean church. They think they are doing all right, but they are not. The second point is that God comes to where they are. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm knocking on the door of your lives. It's the present tense. I go on knocking. And the Lord is showing such patience here as he did with Samuel. Samuel, 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 Samuel. And here, I'm not going away. I'm knocking. I'm standing at the door. And then he says, if anyone listens, if only someone would listen, I want to speak. I think life has become so busy sometimes. I think we've lost the art of just taking time to stop and listen. And to ask a question, what does God have to say to me at this moment in my life? I'm saying that because my life has changed quite a bit in the last few months. And I've got more time now. And the question came to me, well, I'm not going to be getting up early in the morning, going to work. What does God want me to do? And Lord, just help me to listen. Just help me to take the time to listen. What do you want to say to me? And for anyone who comes and says, I'm listening, Lord, we can be sure that God speaks. He speaks. Because he wants to reveal himself to us. He wants to speak to us. If only we will listen. I think there are some golden rules about listening. Very briefly, they are these. First of all, you have to stop doing what you're doing at the moment and just listen. Particularly if you're a man, you can't do two things at the same time. You've got to stop and say, I just want to listen. And the second rule I've found is that when somebody is speaking to you, you stop and you just listen. You're not just waiting for them to start to finish speaking so that you can have your say. It's you stop in because you want to hear what they are saying. And the second golden rule is that you look at them. You look them in the eyes, in the face. It's very frustrating if somebody is talking to you and they look in the other way, isn't it? Have you noticed that? You need to look in the face. And the third thing is this. First, you stop, then you listen, and then you indicate to them somehow, with either a word or a nod, that you've understood that they were speaking to you. You understood that they were speaking and that you've heard them and you've understood them. So hard to do sometimes, isn't it? To listen, to stop, to look, and then to obey, or to follow, or to agree. And God is standing at the door of this church in Laodicea, and he is saying, I want to speak to you. If anyone listens, then I will come in, and we will have fellowship together. And we will go forward together. Like God said to Samuel, oh, Samuel, if you will just but listen, I want to reveal my way to you. And then we will go forward together. And everyone know that I am with you. It's the same today. As we look out on our world, a world in crisis. I've heard this phrase quite a few times lately. It's a broken world. It's a time of crisis. And God says, behold, take a long look, not a fleeting glance. I want you to take a long look and listen. And listen, and I will reveal what I expect of you as an individual and as a church, so that we can go forward together and serve him. That will bring glory to his name. The voice of a loved one is always special. There's no voice like the voice of somebody you love very much. The voice of Jesus is very special. Have you ever heard the voice of Jesus? Do you know what it is to come apart and to just sit and listen to that voice? And as we sang in that hymn that we just sang, and Lord, when you speak, help me to know it's for me. It's not for somebody else. Because sometimes we do that. We say, oh, if only so-and-so heard that, it would be great for them. No, God speaks to us as individuals. Oh, may we hear his voice, and may we know what it is to be obedient to that voice and to walk with him day by day. Lord, bless his word to us this morning.